We left off yesterday in the middle of the Shah. So I wanted to finish reading that quickly and talk about a number of other, few other Shah and some anticipated Shuvahs. I'm going to take over in the middle of this one. Thank you, Avi. Well done. I think we left off. The Hachi Muhach Nami Midivrei Mahari Vitrumas Adashin Shevesi Visivkat Andes. Okay, and I wanted the Raya, he's referring to that discussion of Mesiach Lefitumo, and there would have been a way of getting around the problem of what the Rashba holds, if in fact he held like, the Truma Sedeshin claimed the Rashba held that Tan Tika was only the Rabbanan to explain why God was Nemet Sikh Vitumo. So you could have used this as a solution to the problem if in fact the Rama were correct. Vahachi Muhach Nami Mehegi Bechidusha Rashba, Vahachi Muhach Odekama Pachos, Lemaayim Medakbek, fine, we can leave aside this. Vahachi Muhach, the next line, Nami Bidivri Harash, Masha Kasa Amamino, Achagav the Taima. Okay, let's get down to where he talks about the interesting question. The Chay Mashma, okay, it's I don't know when it's after the rush at the end of Hilchas Challah. The Chay Mashma, the Hen Yomidivrei Aposkim, Shavi Lekaman Gabe Yavish Shalavamino that Tzarach Shishim, Mishum Din Yivash Leim Yiten Tam, Lahava Le Isur Daraisa Ayin Sham, Zerbar Ladati. So the Rashba, the Shach's proof is that when it comes to bittul yavesh biyavesh. So what's the din? Yavesh biyavesh is batel how? Min b'mino is batel b'roch. Chad b'tray is batel. Min b'she'en amino is batel b'shishim. Why? So the Shach says that the explanation. And this is a machlokas. This is really relevant to Simon Koftes. The Shach says the reason is because if you were afraid that you're going to cook them together. And if you cook yavesh biyavesh, if you cook mim amino together, so minatora it's still mutter. In the rabbanon it may be awesome, minatora it's mutter because it's the same time. But if you cook mim b'she'eino amino together, so then you could come wind up with the issur d'oraisa because now the eino amino might actually flavor the min, and you're going to violate tam ki'ikar. So the Shach says if the definition of mim amino and mim b'she'eino amino were not based upon tam, but were based upon shame, then that could not explain why we distinguish between a bittul, a mimimino, a mimishenimino, and yavesh biyavesh, because some mimiminos you could cook, and you could also wind up with tam, right? If the mimiminos were shavah d'shma, but were different in their tam, it would be called mimimino according to the Ramah, and yet if you cook them together, you'd be able to taste the isser and the heter, and therefore you should require shishim. So the fact that we say there, that mim b'mino is b'ro, and mim b'she'enimino is b'shishim, it means for the purposes of our purposes, except for Isser Koshu according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Yainesach Tevel, Orlekila Akerim, and Truma, where it's more than shishim required, if anything, to be mabato, that's where the relevant issue of Shema and Taima come in. But when you're talking about shishim or less, everybody agrees it's tali upon tam. Mati?
So, in that case, if you have yavesh v'yavesh en amino, or you're not required to find the thing that's an amino? Is it a case where you can't distinguish the an amino? Like, is it the same or something? Are you required to
go? We discussed this already. How is it that you have a case even? A mimish an amino when yavesh biyavesh is there's nikar? And the answer is there's an easy case. The easiest case is you don't know what the, you don't know what your three pieces, and one of them is asa, but you don't know which piece. In other words,
they taste different also.
Well, they taste different. Yes, they do, but you don't know which the isser is.
You're saying then they aren't recognizably different.
No, they are recognizably different. But the point is, normally
you
think
you get into this scenario. I mean, you don't know which one was your kitchen. What happened?
I don't know what happened in your kitchen. We bring you into the kitchen to play mind games with you, and we tell you, here's a single drumstick, a chunk of salami, and, I don't know, pick your 13, and a slab of corned beef. Yeah, but that's not really the skabe of an orphan. And one of these things is nevela, but we don't know which one. And the other two are kosher. It's mimishenu mino. His question is, how do you have mimishenu mino, yavesh biyavesh, if I tell you the following? I have a piece of pork that gets mixed into two pieces of beef. So, you know, imagine playing like a little shell game with, you know, two dark pieces and one light piece, you know, okay, and I want to know, where's the pork? Well, the answer is, I know where it is. I look at it and I see. What kind of, that's not a tarogus anymore. Right? So, but if I don't know, if it's, you know, if it's three different pieces of kinds of meat, but I, and let's say they come from a cow, three different cows. So I have a slice of tongue, and I have intestines, and I have sweetbreads, and one of them came from an avela cow, but I don't know which one in the first place. Then that's a tarobis of yavesh biyavesh, min b'sheino mina, where I don't know which is the iser. I know the two are mutter, and one is us. So that's the case we get. Yes, it's not easy really to find mimbish eno mina. Okay. There may be other kinds of cases that are more complicated, but that's the simplest case. The Shach mentions that as an example. So the whole point is, I'm not allowed, we don't say vitul b'rov in that case, because if I cook them together, I may not know which one, but I will be tasting the isser as I eat from this tarobis, right? The isser will, I'll either be eating the isser, I'll be eating the heter flavored with isser. So mamshach et sasser, as opposed to when they each stand alone, when I eat each piece, that might be mutter. It's a 2/3 probably it's mutter, therefore it's mutter. But mid rabbana they asur mimishen amino by rove because they're afraid you might cook them together. And that would be bodli de issa deraisis. The Rashba says, if mimimino, even mid rabbana is batav rove. Why? Because if you cook them together, I'm not going to be able to taste the issa. Why? Because it's mimimino. So the Shach says, but if mimimino could be things of different flavor as long as they have the same shame, so that can't be why we distinguish them between mimimino and mimishenimino by yavish biyavish. Now, of course, the answer could be is maybe there's a different reason, but the Shach is going to quote, I think Rishon already say that that's why. Okay. So now he continues and says, V'afal gab ta'agur shar ptas achonim kasu gam kem b'shem or zerua hoch b'rava dazlin and basar shmar v'lo basar taima. So the question would be, if we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, why would anybody even talk about the Machlokas Rav and Abaye? Why is it relevant? Because we hold all Yisurim Abatul Shishim. So he says not true. He says that it's possible. Find my place. Efshar Shekasu came the Rashi v'siyato. It could be because they hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Because there are Rishonim who paskin following Rashi that mimimino is not batel. Then it's very important to know whether you go basar shma basar taima. The chein mashma lachora va'agur ayin sham. Inami nafkamina inin yayinesach kid lakaman simin kuflam edalad. The chein inin sh'ar tikrovas avodazar or misham shem. The osir b'mashahu b'mina. Okay, so there are situations again where the Ari Sun that even we hold, these Surevu, the Zara, that are not Batel Baminam. The Shach, by the way, doesn't run to Teva. Why not? Teva's also B'mashu. Why does he not run to Teva?
It's not us.
What?
No, it's not us.
It is also B'mashu.
No, I'm saying
Kutz. Oh, yes. In Teva, there's no, in Europe, there was no Teva, so it seems less likely to be shown. And we're discussing this issue, I think, in those terms. It also may be that they're talking about animals, and animals can't possibly be Teva. So that's not totally true, but it's, for all intents and purposes, true. How can an animal be teva? Did you just say trumas b'chor? Maser behema. But there's no din d'oraisa. There's a midas chasidus not to eat from. I don't know. I'm not even sure there is. There's a midas chasidus not to eat from behema shalahurma matnosel matnos kuna. But I'm not even sure if there's any din of teva l'gabe maser behema. So anyway, so inami in another case, you know where manners mimimino mimishenimino. Alright, so and the Shach says we do have one case where we always have to deal with Mimimina Mishimino. Davar Sheish L'Matirin. We spoke about that rhyme a little bit, we're gonna come back to it eventually. The Hilkach, the Chol Hay Anak Gavni, Tulaka Mishum Tam Shikar, or Afri Rabba Mahatos, we're already beyond the framework of Tam. Aval inyan sha'ari surim, the asurim b'shishim, ula inyan nishbach b'daraisa b'darabanan, vaday dehakol tali b'tayma. Uchadamar yidam abach v'aterazah v'tzalavush, v'kuch damar. Period. Gam abach v'aterazah, that's the levush, nimshachu acharei divrei harab. But lefiyani yastati, nirik kemoshe kasavti. Okay. Now he has one last issue to deal with, which is the question of bitul min, bitul yavish yavish min b'sheinu mina. So he says, matzasi b'isur v'heter ha'oruch, sov klach haf gimel, sheherich b'shema arzarua b'dinim, ezo nikra min b'mino b'shma, udazlinam basar shma, v'lo basar taima. V'kosav alav l'besof, the oisur v'heter writes, anu d'kayim alon da'af b'min b'mino, b'dovar lach b'shishim, k'dal isal'el, the oisur v'heter writes, since we paskin, that even min b'mino is bata b'shishim, ein nach kusa, Ella be iser yavish shenis arev beheter v'noda taruvto kodem bishul shehu b'mino b'ro b'shelo b'mino m'shishim ad kan l'shona. So the iser beheter arov says, ah, but there is one afkamina. Bitul yavish b'yavish. Now the shach, is as I already telegraphed to you, completely disagrees. The shach would say, of course there's no afkamina there either, because the whole point is that if you cook them together, they will give tam. But notice that the iser beheter doesn't say the reason. He doesn't say if you cook them together, then one will give tam to the other, because if he did say that, then he wouldn't have said what he just said. He wouldn't have said that you go basar shma. Of course you go basar taima. The concern is by cooking mimishen amino together, that you'll be able to taste the isra and the heter, then of course you're going basar taima. You can't taste the shame isra. Okay. The shach is going to go on, and I'm going to, Danny, make a note here, please, that when we do a simon kuf test, I'm not going to go through the rest of the shach right now. I'm going to leave you in suspense hanging for a few weeks. We'll go back and explore why the Isser V'Heter understood that Yavesh B'Yavesh by Mimishen Amino is not Bata Barov, it's only Bata B'Shishin. He has a different reason than the shach. So the shach is going to say, the shach quoted the Isser V'Heter, why? Because the Isser V'Heter basically says like the shach. He says that since we hold not like Rabbi Yehuda, is basically a non-afkamina, whether it's mimimino, mimishenomino, of course you go, whether you go basar shema. Of course you go basar tam. But, except for in that one case, and in that one case, so for the shach, it's also wrong, because you go basar taima. But the Isser V'Heter has a different understanding, so when we deal in Siman Kuf Tes, we'll look at it then. Yehuda? Well, that would make, that, of course it's going to be an afkamina for the Ramah. Right, he says it by everything, not only by the Yavish B'Yavish, he says it by Lach V'Lach, that's no shock.
But he's not writing so much, I'm not writing so much, because the Nachmin are really unusual. So, the Rav apparently had some sheet that he's not telling us. He's saying, I know.
And you're going to spend all year trying to figure it out.
He's
going to be walking down the aisle at his wedding, and he's going to have an epiphany. All of a sudden, he's oh! And if you do, just keep quiet, okay? I like that formulation. We don't agree with him because logically it's very difficult. Yes, usually because we say things that are logically very difficult, we usually assume to be wrong. Right? In other words, I understand. I'm not saying the Ramah is wrong, but if we can't understand it, so right, the Shach assumed the Ramah was wrong. The Shach can say that. I can't say that. What? You know, that's just almost tautological what you're doing. You're not explaining anything. You're acting like a brisker, which is if I can reformulate it in ways that make no sense, but I have a new formulation, I'm happy, right? Thank you. So now explain to me how he accepts Rabbeinu Tam's position but rejects his whole reason behind it, which is the only reason to ask him in the first place, because Tam Ki'ikar. He doesn't hold of Tam Ki'ikar, but he does hold that if you have an amount in two different things that tasted differently, where you'd be able to taste the food in the other, so then we now, by mimimino, which is no longer defined by Tom, you've just shifted the problem. You haven't solved anything. Okay. You've only highlighted the difficulty in the position. Fine. All right. So let's see. What was the next shach? We wanted to look at the shach Sif Zion, I didn't ask you to look at Sif Katan Zion, but you should be aware that there seems to be a question of whether or not certain Yisurim D'Rabbanan you want to treat like they're D'Raisa for these purposes. Because the Isser V'Heter had the din of Nishpach L'Chumra by Basar Of B'Chalav. And the problem is, Basar Of B'Chalav is only D'Rabbanan. It's a machlokes, I think, in the Gemara technically. And so the Rama says, even though it's in Darkei Moshe, the Torah's Chatas, he says, and even though it's only the Rabbanan, it doesn't matter, except for that the Isser V'Heter himself holds that Basar Of B'Chalav is D'Raisa. So the Shach assumes that by the Rabbanans it wouldn't be relevant. The Shach says that Besar Oth B'Chalav, even if it's Min B'Shein Amino, even if it's two different flavors, is still, if it's a Nishpach, and we know we had a row, but when we're Supach, whether we had Shishim, it's Lakula. Why? Because Sfeikad Rabbanan Kula. In other words, for the Shach, it can be a Suffolk either in the Shir, or a Suffolk even in the Isser. I don't think the Ramo would say, he doesn't say anything in the Shulchan Aruch, it's just in the Torah's Chatas, and I think in the Darkei Moshe. I don't think the Ramo would say that all Yisurim D'Rabbanan, he might only say something that maybe has an Iker B'Doraisa. You know, Besaro Pachal Drabanam, there's Besaro Pachal Daraisa, which might include a lot of Yisurim Drabanam, but there are certain Yisurim that don't have a root in Daraisa, right? Like Bishal Akam, for example. Whatever.
Does Marshall?
No. Marshall has his own Sefer Isser V'Heter. That's the Isser V'Heter Shalom. This is the Isser V'Heter Aruch. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Not the famous Rabbeinu Yonah, but a different Rabbeinu Yonah. That's a common Jewish name. Fine. Then the Shach in Sif Katan Ches, we now have to read the second part of the Shulchan Aruch, okay? The Imnis Arif. Mammoth. No, where are you? I'm in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. That was the first part. Now skip the Rama. In fact, okay, continue the Mechaber. Okay, so that's following Rabbi and Tam Shita. The Tam Kikur is the Raisa, so it's a Sfeik in the Raisa. Now here's the punchline. The Im. Okay, so the Rashba said that if I have, let's say, treif meat that falls into some treif beef, that falls into some beef and some veal. Okay, and I don't know whether the shishim in the beef-veal combination can negate the treif meat, treif beef. But I do know that there is at least, there was more kosher beef than treif beef. That I know. So the Rashba says, since for the moment we look at the veal as if it's not there, and we know that there was more kosher beef than treif beef, so we know for sure minat Torah it's batel barov. But with the Rabbanan, we don't know whether there was shishim in the beef and the veal to be mevatel the treif beef. And it might have been, and it was nishbah, therefore, we say sveikah the Rabbanan lekula. That's what the Rashba said. And what was the basis for that Rashba? So the Rashba made an analogy to the case, which we didn't read in the Gemara, by the way. We do have to go back and read that Gemara. I'm not sure when, we should probably do it before we go on to the next sugya. We should probably do that tomorrow. But Rav said the following. Rav, who held like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not bata. What happens if min, exact same case here, min falls into mino v'she'eno mino. And for Rabbi Yehuda, she'eno mino is a lot better than mino. Right? We're not thinking about Rabbi Yutam right now. Right now, in fact, I don't know if anybody has said this, but what is Rabbi Yehuda's position presumably on Tom Kaker? D'Raisa D'Rabbanan. I don't know if it's Mokra. What?
Chomer D'Raisa? Well, my Rashi also, Tom
That is true. I don't think it was a good kal v'chomer, but I think that there might be a reason to think to the contrary, perhaps, compelling, why Rabbi Yehuda would say tam kikr is only the Rabbanim. Because when we say tam kikr is only the Rabbanim, what does that mean that the Din Torah is? Midaraisa? Beruvavatli. Right? That's the way Rashi formulates it. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold tam kikr is daraisa, then he has no case where Isser is batal berov. Because by Mimimino, it's not batal at all. And then by tam kikr, you're telling me it's still not batal berov. So now, maybe he doesn't have achar abim lahatos by bittul. Maybe he only has achar abim lahatos by other demon. It's possible. Right? But it means that the seemingly broad concept of daraisa berubavatli would not apply at all for Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Okay. So anyway, it may not be mochach, but happens to. Let's assume for the moment Rabbi Yehuda holds tam kikr's only rabbanim. So Rabbi Yehuda, when min falls into min and she'eino mino, who is your big helper here? The she'eino mino, right? So that your problem is the mino, because min mino is not bata. So Rav said the following: according to Rabbi Yehuda, roenis mino keilu eino, v'she'eino drisha and salik. I thought he said salik is mino. V'she'eino mino rava alava mavafa. You look at the min of it heter as if it's not there. It didn't have to be there. And if the min of iser would be misbatel ayidei the she'eino min of heter, then it's mutter. And we don't care that there was also min in there. So the Rashba says the exact same thing here, but in the reverse. For us, when we make by min mino at min ator, it's batel v'rov. V'she'eino mino womo machmir that no sin that tam ke'ikar. So for us, we say, look at the eino mino as if it's not there. The min of heter is more than the min of iser, so for sure min ator it's batel. And now we've reduced it to a strength of the rabban. That's what the Rashba says. Right? In other words, when A falls into B and C, you can look at either B as if it's not there, or look at C if it's not there. And if B is able to beat A down, that's good. And if C is able to beat A down, that is good. Right? And therefore, the only question is, which is able to beat A down? B or C? For Rabbi Yehuda, C can beat A down, but B can't. For us, B can, but C can't. Right? Doesn't really matter. That was the logic the Rashba used. What's the problem? So I already anticipated this for you a number of days ago, maybe last week. I asked you a question. What is the din? Is min osar mino, or min is not misbatel b'mino? What? And I said, there's a reason why I said the second one. Right? Because that's what the Shach says here, and I think it intuitively makes sense. Right? In other words, but let me ask you to formulate this way. For Rabbeinu Tam, in Tam Ke'ikar, is it that She'eino Mino is not Mevatel Mino? Or is it that Mino, I'm sorry, is that Mino is Oser She'eino Mino, or Mino is not Mizbatel V'She'eino Mino? And there I think it's pretty clear that it might be both, but certainly Min is Oser She'eino Mino. Rabbeinu Tam talks about what? What does he talk about? What, how does he describe what happens to the Hether? Nepach lios iser. Nepach kula lios iser. Right, Rabbeinu Tam talks about the transformation of the eno mino heter based of the heter on the basis of something that tastes different of iser. That's what Rabbeinu Tam describes it. Min is oser she'eno mino.
Where is that
part of it? Quotes this. The Torah quotes it, I think. The Torah even quotes it, no? Maybe it's in the Beis Yosef? Nepach kulo lios iser v'lokan ala bagazayis kivu kivasa. So for Rabbeinu Tam, mino is oser she'eno mino. But for Rabbi Yehuda, if it's true that min is oser mino, then it would be a good analogy. But if it's just that min is not bispatel b'mino, so the fact that you have min of heter there is lo mala v'lo morid. It makes no difference. It's not that the min of iser asers the min of heter. It's just the min of heter does not have it within it to be mevatel the min of iser. But if the she'eno min of heter has the capacity to be mevatel the iser according to Rabbi Yehuda, so now we understand that roen asalik esmino of a she'eno min aravel mevatla. But if min is oser mino, who is to say that the eino mino was able to be mevatel the min of iser before the min of iser asered the min of heter? And in our case, it's much easier to understand the problem according to Rabbi Natan. Who's to say that when the Isser fell in, it didn't first flavor the heter of Eino Mino before it was nispatel in the other min? See, Bishlama, and here I think everybody would agree, if min of heter, the min of Isser fell into min of heter, and the min of heter was a row for sure, and we don't know about the Shishim business, and let's not talk about Chatin and Masa Sabela. So the min of Isser falls, it gets blended together with the min of Heter, and then Eino Mino of Heter falls in. And now the question is there a total of Shishim Keneged, the min of Isser? I don't understand the position of the Rashba. Why? Because even if you don't have Shishim, the min, Midoraisa, the min of Isser, was first in Nisbatel, just Ayidei, the min of Heter. Now the Eino Mino falls in, and you want to know when this min mixture of Heter and Isser flavors, potentially, the Eino Mino. Well, which flavors it, if it was flavored? The answer is the rove. The min of heter flavored it, and it's not a problem, if it even got flavored. But, and everybody agrees, that if the min of Isser falls into the she'eino min of heter first, and later, the min of heter falls in, it's obviously what's the din? It's Usser. So really what you're saying then, if it falls in at the same time, which happens first? And the answer, real answer is? I don't know. And if I don't know, what does that mean? Sveka the Raisa L'chumra again. Right? Because maybe the suffake of Isser, maybe Isser flavored the heter first before the min of heter came into the picture. I'm waiting for a very clever person to come and give the hesber for the Rashbana. No, I want the very clever explanation that I didn't think about until I said it, even though I don't believe it's true.
Oh, do you have to
what?
Do you have
to No. It fell into the mixture of the two. We don't know which happened first. Okay. Someone waiting is going to say yes. The Rashba says it's Lakula because it's a Sveik Sveika. That's what you were going to say?
I was going to ask the question.
It's a Sveik Sveika. Sveik, which it flavored first. The Intin Salomar, that it might not have been Nisbatel Yidei Mino first, you might have Shishim in the entire Tarovus, in which case we don't care. Maybe. I don't think it's correct. But anyway, so the Shach certainly doesn't consider that possibility. Let's take a look at the Shach. Sif Katan Chet. It's short but sharp. Right, that's where the Rashba modeled his din with an inversion upon Rav's statement within Rabbi Yehuda. But the Shach says, stop. So what did he say? He said in that case, he said they're not similar at all. Why? Because there, Mino is not Oser Beno Saint Tom. Another way I would say it is that Min is not Oser Mino per se, but rather, simply, it's not, he says, Hilkach Amino Spiathilino, the Hanisbato B'Sheino Mino. In other words, it can't be Nisbato B'Mino, but it can be Misbato B'Sheino Mino. However, Aval Hacha, yeah, maybe it's going to flavor the she'eino mino. The Shach doesn't consider the possibility, but maybe it doesn't. In other words, if the mino of Isser fell into the she'eino mino of Heter first without the mino of Heter, yeah, that would be correct. And then you mix the she'eino mino in, I would agree, that might be Sveika de Oraisa. However, you don't really know. There really is another element of suffix in it, the Rashba, that the Shach doesn't acknowledge.
You can,
Dilma, what's the suffix? Dilma. Iser v'heter shelo. Now, what's Sifro, by the way, just so you know? The Yam Shel Shlomo, which is a perish on the Gemara, which means that Pei Chav Hei is Perek Kol HaBasar, 8th Perek of Chulin. Okay, Simen.
Siman Mem Vav, Bedin Harvi, Alze, Ayan Shal, Mashkira, Alze, Kasher, Mikomakom,
Minayim.
Minayim, Amsi Heter, Kivan, Madamar Klal, Vieshtam, Nahon.
Came in the low, she came in the low dummy Klal.
Kivan, the low dummy Klal, Vieshtam, Nahon, Nahalek, Benahem, Bado.
Okay, so. Now, how would one get around the Sfeik Sveika problem? Why is it not a Sfeik Sveika? The Rashba seems to think, he's careful in his formulation, and he seems to think that in this case, that the heter is, if you don't have shishim, is no same time, the iser is no same time the heter. It sounds like, now again, I think I have to assume for the shach that this tarovis happens, I'm assuming it happens all together at the same time. But it sounds like his assumption is that before there is any bittul, there are two things that are, maybe the heter of mino is flavoring the shein of mino, but so is the iser of mino. It sounds like that even if the heter is contributing, so is the iser, right? The iser really wasn't misbatel yet, and it's no same time in the shein of mino of heter. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Again, that would depend upon, he doesn't explicitly spell out what was the order of the tarovas. What was the order of the tarovas, Yossi?
The problem with ignoring shein of mino is that since it absorbs the taste of the iser, then it will then in turn be no same time.
He doesn't spell it out, but it sounds like its effect will be felt in the she'en omino before there's any bickel, because you can taste it.
But I'm saying is that and now we're gonna have more iser. Now it's gonna be all. It's gonna be both the. It's gonna be the iser and the she'en omino, which are now all considered to be.
I don't want to say. I don't want you're speaking almost in the language of Chatiha Nasas Nevela.
Right.
I don't want to. I'm not. We're not working with that right now.
Well, so then, why can't it in theory be? So once the she'en meaning the why can't the iser still be misbata adide mino even if it's there the she'en?
Well, let's look at what the Shach says, and the answer is because it flavored the iser, the heter of eino mino, and who says you got it out? Read, continue on what the Shach does say. Venerally.
Venerally, the Gam Harashbar and Shachim Akarav, Bom, Rabal Atir, Rakuke, Bonema Kevanda Ashta, Nakal, the Enomino. In came Abale Speaker de Raita, Ella, Amina, Moinet, Shenomino, Kilo, and Oga Sharmino, Rabal, Matlo.
Okay, so this is very interesting. What does he suggest the Rashbar is actually saying? Which is a big kiddush. He can only eat the mino. In other words, treif beef fell into kosher beef and veal. Can't eat the veal, according to the Rashba, because maybe the treif veal flavored it, but you can eat the kosher beef. Right? Because Magabi, the kosher beef, there's no tam that could possibly answer it, because it's more kosher beef than there is treif beef. So that's what he says, that we shouldn't say, keva the hashtra nafal ba'eno mino, in ken hava le sveka the raisa, ela amrinan. In other words, you might have said the it's almost like you don't say Chatiha Nasas Devela. In other words, you might say that first the mino of Isser asud the she'en mino of Heter, and now that is also an asud the mino of Heter. He says, no, el amino roish she'en mino ki lo eno, v'ashar mino rabba lavamatla. We don't pay any attention to the taste of the veal in the kosher beef. All we pay attention to in the kosher beef is the taste of the treif beef, and since there might be shishim in the taroves total, and there certainly was more kosher beef than treif beef, so the Rashba says you can eat the kosher beef. Not the kosher veal, but the kosher beef. Gail?
It seems ridiculous. You can eat the treif beef, but not the veal that might have flavored by treif beef. It just seems a little bit ridiculous to me. I just have trouble accepting.
No, the answer is you're not eating the treif beef. The only you're right. There's a tremendous irony here. The only way to eat the treif beef is by having the veal, because the treif beef itself you'll never taste unless you eat the veal. If you eat the veal, you might taste the treif beef because maybe the treif beef flavored the veal. Ah, but you don't know that. In other words, once you take the veal out and now you're left with the taroves, it's not a tamish anymore, by the way, it's rove. There it's a tam question. So there is an irony. The kosher, the treif beef lives on in the veal. You prefer the Ramah than Basar Shema. I got it, yes.
Sounds like you're saying that the Mino can't mean Mishenu Mino in that order.
No, if anything, it sounds like it fell into the Sheinu Mino part first. But then it's a big Ukimta.
It just says, Ella had the two people named Ukimta Ashta Dafa be Eno Mino, how they speak in the writer.
I read David the Hashanafal, but since now, it doesn't mean now, after, it means now what has happened is it fell into the Shein Omino, and you would think now it's a Sfeika the Raisa even on the Mino. The answer is no. It's only on the Shein Omino.
How do you say Ashar Rabbalam Ramallah if the Mino wasn't there before the Shein Omino?
Mino. What? No, now that it's. After it gets into the veal, now this stuff is mixed into the Mino of Hetha. And the Mino is Rabba Love.
What was the order of Min, Shein, Mino, and Min, De'ezer?
The Rashbam, the Shach doesn't say it. It sounds like he thinks, and this is why, I don't know if he means Mevada or Misafik. If it's Misafik, it's a Sveik Sveika. It sounds like he thinks it falls into the Shein, Mino first, or possibly does.
And then there was Mino, Esser.
And then it spreads to Mino. That's right? Because if it fell into Mino first, it should almost Vata be Misvata right then.
I mean, I think the pshat of the language is that it fell into a mixture of Mino.
I think so, too. And then you could make, the argument might be, for the standard reading of the Rashba, is that if it mixes into the two already blended, any flavor that gets into the veal is a majority of the kosher beef. That would be the defense of, in other words, but it'd have to be a case where you knew that, what you're really saying is the Rashba is talking about a case where you know that the treif beef isn't first flavoring the veal. Why? Because they already have the kosher beef mixed with the veal, so any beef flavoring in the veal is going to be a majority kosher and a minority treif. That could be what the Rashba would say, but it's the problem is the Shach doesn't spell out what he thinks the Metzius is. David?
Yeah, so I guess kind of continuing this, I still don't understand why the order matters so much. Because like at the end of the day, the kosher beef is also going to be flavoring the veal. Like,
so what we might say that, so the Rashba would say, and this is the Rashba l'shitaso, and I don't know if anybody disagrees with it, that once a chaticha is ne'eseres with tam, and that even if you go and you cook it, the Rashba is going to have a case. Even the Rashba does not hold chaticha nasis nevela. But he says the following, let's say you have a piece of meat that's ne'esar because it absorbed chazer shmatz. Okay? So you have a piece of meat that's 1/10 pig fat and 9/10 beef. Can't eat it. What happens when that falls into another pot and it gets cooked? So the Rashba says you only have to be mevatel the one kazayis, the 1/10 of chazir. But now let's say you pull that, let's say it cooked and cooked and cooked, and it's misbatel. And now you pull the piece out. Can you eat it? So he says no. It's always omei b'isura. So the Rashba says that once something is nesar, unless it's mamish lach belach, literally a liquid. I don't know where exactly draws the line. What I mean, maybe you know, once it's nesar. Lach. Once it's nesar, it's not chozer lahetera, unless it's truly lach balach.
It's lach balach. You can't say right now I'm eating this thing that was mixed with pork. You can't say we're eating lach balach.
Correct, but as long as you can, so now you like can identify the veal here is the point. So if the veal was nesar first, through the treif beef, so then it would definitely be. We wouldn't say because there's now kosher beef comes into the picture that its flavor pushes out the treif beef flavor.
Not that it's this implies a capacity, the amount of flavor absorption that a piece of meat can have.
There probably is.
First thing,
on some level, there might be, actually.
But it's not even saying a quantity. It's saying once is the first taste, the next taste won't come in.
Well, it might add, but it's not going to supplant.
it won't supplant, but if you have the same row that you would have by the basar within, you know, kind of like following on what Gail said, like the, if you're going to have the row, you know, within the basar to allow you to eat it, then surely within whatever flavor that moves over to the veal.
No, but that's why I'm stressing the crucial point is that the flavor that gets, it's first come, first serve.
I'm questioning that.
Okay, but in Matisse, it would make, in other words, I would say for the Rashba, it certainly makes sense. Because once the first set of flavor came, he doesn't believe that you can take that out.
So I'm saying maybe you can't take it out, but you can still, you know, override it. And it's still present, the same way it's present in the kosher meat.
No, except that why don't you say that in other words, if I know that a certain amount of tam came in, enough to asr the veal now, that tom remains there forever. I don't care what other tom comes in. Just like when I take the piece of meat that had the chazer schmaltz in it, and now I cook it in the bigger pot, right? Why don't we assume that this, I don't know, somehow it is, you know, I mean, it's not chazer, it's not exactly the same, but the point is that the chaticha, once it's nesar, it's olam omei bisur. There's no such thing as it being chozer lehetera. I understand what you're saying. You're asking, maybe there is more tam of heter beef in this veal than there is of iser beef, but it may not matter for the Rashba once the beef was nasa. Once the veal was nasa, with the flavor of trade beef, we assume that flavor is ome la'olam and it's not misbata.
Wait a minute, can we just reset the analogy here? Like, what was the initial setup? Because, like,
kosher veal, kosher beef, and trade beef. Trade beef falls in, beef and veal taste different.
Yes.
Trade beef falls into some combination or something of these.
What?
That's nafal lemin b'she'en amino. That's a case like the Rashba. Simple. There's no chidushim in that. I mean, you can fill in different foods if you want, but...
No, I mean,
The original cases were if beef falls into beef and you have a rove, but you don't know whether you have shishim, it's mutter, sfeker, rabban, lekula. Beef falls into veal, you had a rove, but you don't know whether it was shishim, sfeker, daraisa, lechumra, tan, kikers, daraisa. Beef falls into beef and veal, and there was more beef, kosher beef, than treif beef, but we don't know if the combined kosher beef and veal is shishim, kenega, the treif beef, so the Rashba says that's sfeker, rabban, lekula. And that's what we've been sort of hashing out in the shach. Okay. Yes, yes.
Rabbi mentioned before, I mean, the Tom's position that in the case of if something falls in the shamil, then it becomes kubo, then kubo, then lesser.
Yeah.
Why was that relevant for this discussion?
Well, I was relevant to point out that min is oser she'in amino. It's not just that it's not misbato. It's oser.
Right, but is that the shach?
In fact, David, I'm starting to see the answer to your question, perhaps, in that. Which is that once, it may be that the Rashba would understand that once min asers she'in amino, the heteros nepach lios iser, simply by putting in more flavor that's like that, heter doesn't change anything.
I mean, I guess that I think ultimately that what's bothering me is really more Gail's question than a separate question.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, in a strange sense, of what we call zigud chata, tuliyah chata v'zigud mangid. Right. Right. The veal is the sin. The treif beef is the sinner, and you get to eat it. And the kosher veal is the treif da. Yeah. It is. It is a funny, but we understand why it comes about, because in the end, when you eat the veal part, when you eat the beef itself, you can't taste the treif beef because of mitum and amino, but the veal happened to have acquired the treif. I mean, let me point out to you why it's not really absurd, Yehuda, which is, supposing beef falls into veal, okay, and it asters the veal, and now you pull that beef out, and oops, it falls into beef, separately, right? Would you say that it's worth it to eat the beef? And the answer is yes. But it asr the veal. The veal, which only has the tam, is asr. But the beef, which has the mamash, is mutter. But that's just because you can taste it in one place, you can't taste it in the other. Complain to the Borei Olam, who made the laws of physics that way.
That wasn't my question. The question was, why is it that tam is
I know. I'm just talking about what's bothering David. So, okay. Yeah, yeah, but finish your... I'll tell you quite good. Finish your question. What's bothering you?
Tam isn't mevatel go, even though the Ika is mevatel. Even though you have go, but tam, kosher tam, that's not good enough.
But let me ask you, what happens if the beef falls into veal? And you pull it out?
Well, then you don't have go, kosher tam, mevatel in the veal. All you have is treif tam in the veal. So obviously it doesn't. You have veal with treif tam. Why would it be mevatel? In this case, you have a robe of kosher.
Okay, so yes. So I'm granting you the assumption that somehow the treif beef flavored the veal first. Okay, and once we accept that, then you can understand that the heter is nepach lias iser doesn't help putting more flavor in. Okay, and the fact that one is awesome, well, okay, that's just because you can taste them, one you can't taste it in the other. Morty?
If you'd have treif beef falling into the veal, and you don't have 1/60th, but then more kosher veal fell in. So wouldn't you say that once all of the veal was aser?
So it depends. If the veal was yavesh b'yavesh, if you can identify the original veal pieces, let's say it was solid pieces, then we would say that the original chaticha is nishar b'yisur. But if it's ground up and blended together, then if you don't hold the chaticha nasis tevela by other b'yisurim, then we say now the time is bata. That's like mevatel nisr. If a milk, not I don't want to say milk. If chazer shmalz falls into your pot and there's not enough meat to mevatel, but you add meat and now the time is mevatel, so assuming it was b'shogeg and you don't hold the chaticha nasis tevela, it would be bata.
How are we distinguishing chaticha nasis nevela from that the aser is...
You mean, but you're asking the question about the rashba, which will deal, in other words, once the chaticha is naseris, it's not choser lehetero, even though it's not all iser, so that when it falls into something else, it only asers proportionally. Let's talk about that when we get to the rashba and simon kofav. It's going to be a while, but let's leave that for then. Otherwise, we'll have done all of your day and simon sabihah, so nothing more to say when we're done. Okay, there's plenty more to say, but yeah. You got your ear?
Veal, I add kosher beef. The veal now is time of beef. I take out the kosher beef and I add treif beef.
Right.
We would all agree that it's usher. Or maybe we wouldn't all agree that.
Would you say in that case, if there was more... In theory, if we knew, if we could identify... In other words, there's another layer of suffix in here. Whether how much time transferred, and maybe it transferred more one time than the other. Right, so we might in our minds think, well, maybe the veal only absorbed for some reason a little bit of the kosher tam. Now it absorbs a lot more of the treif tam. Right, but if we could put that question aside, if we could know that it absorbed more tam first from the heter and less tam now from the iser, in theory we'd say we're talking about, I think, a sveika derabanan. You still need shishim in theory, but we never really know that. And that's one of the problems. That issue is actually going to come up later in the simon.
So then that kind of weakens that justification of the Rashba, where we said that maybe the...
No, but the maybe is enough. The maybe is to say that the Isser flavored the head there, and that stuff's not coming out, if the flavors at first. I'm sorry, what were you going
to
say?
If I understood correctly, you, in an attempt to justify the Rashba against the Shach, you suggested that there's more of the kosher beef tam than the treif beef tam in the veal.
Correct.
So
here's what I would say. This is what's clear. What's clear is that if they flavor, I think that if you put them in the pot at the same time and they go flavor the veal, we're going to assume that they do it equally. When they do it on separate occasions, we will often say we don't know how much got in one time, how much got in the other. But when they're operating at the same time, we assume they operate the same way. And we're going to see that concept's going to come up in various contexts, right? When can we assume if it happened once, it happens again that way or not? Right, some of this is a little bit, I'll call it rabbinic science, in the sense that, I mean, it's true on some, but we don't really know. A lot of the issues are Ketzad Misharin, which is the next topic in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman, is often we don't know how to be Misharin because we don't know how much flavor came out. We Yushishim, even when we pull the Mamashis out, we Yushishim because we don't really know how much flavor was emitted. Okay. You see?
Is the Shach says, the Shach is distinguishing between what Yehuda's case and our case. So is the concept of no same time there to explain why we can say that in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Nino is mutter, or it's coming to explain why we're able to ignore it?
The fact that there's no issue of no same time is why we can ignore Nino there. and just to rely according to review upon the She'en Amina. But in our case, because there is an issue of no Saint Tom, we can't ignore the She'en Amina and just look at the Mina.
And the reason against that, why is the fact that it's no Saint Tom, why is that Mina we can't ignore?
Because if I can, in other words, again, Mina Mina according to Rabbi Yehuda is not Batel. It's not that it's Aser, it's that it's not Batel. And if you don't have any other way of being Mavatel, it's Aser Mimela. Mimishen Amino, Asers. And it doesn't help that you have now somebody wants to come along and assist in the Bittul process. Unless maybe it happens in Vasachas. Okay, let's, there's one more Shach that I wanted to do, and hopefully I'll have a few minutes to talk about some of the Peschei Tshuvas, which is Simon Sif Katan Tes. Okay, this is, I think, is the easiest of the Rashbas. Of the Shachs, excuse me. Okay. Thank you, David. David, can you take Sif Katan Tes? Read Gimel first, actually, in the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
Now here, the previous case was a case where I know how much Isser fell in, and the only reason I can't be Mashiach, I can't measure what's in the pot to know what the proportions are, is because an accident happened. Here, I just don't know how to be Mashiach, which I assume means I either don't know how to measure the stuff in the pot. I presume it might mean I also don't know how much fell in. Right? Although, we'll see that there is an afkamina between those two. In other words, it depends on why is this din the way it is. So there are two reasons that are offered to explain why is it that Nishfach is mutter. So the Rashach writes here, Hula Paneo vi Efsha Lamanala. Perush.
Perush Akoparin Baki and Anu Shish Bo Road. Al the in Anu Baki Imesh Bo Shishim Olo.
We don't know how much Isser comes out of the how much actually is emitted even if you pull it out. The Oz. Simin Sadi, what's a kachal? An udder. Okay? A kachal where you didn't remove the milk and you cooked it with other meat. And the question is, how much flavor came out of the kachal? How much milk? That's a question. So there we say, since we don't, we have to be mishayer with the entire kachal. Why? Because ibamai benafik minei ketzei adina. We don't know how much came out of it. So you assume the entire kachal was milk and it flavored the other meat. All right? And therefore, whenever you don't know how to be mishayer, you assume everything. V'hatam. The das showed him who's that. That's just, that's idiocy. You don't know. You should not. However, and but
Masha Enkein Nishbach.
Now that could be mean. Not it's not mitzad idiocy. It's just mitzad klutziness. Okay, but apparently idiocy is worse. So the point is, the suffik in Bekias or Yedia, that's not called a suffik. So that's the reason. Now. Of course. Now, then Baharan Kasav.
Alright,
so for the Ran, the reason, it's not that Nishbach is a paradigm which, it's not that Nishbach is a paradigm where it's not a chisaron and bekias, but rather nobody is able to do this, as opposed to Harehu Lefaneinu, we're not able to be Mishayer, where some people can do it, but you don't know how to do it. No, the Ran says is that basically it should be Aser, unless it's an unusual case. Unless it's what we would term a Milsa del Sheha. Why? Because if you say, every time it's a chisaron yedia for everybody, that we can say it's a Sfeika de Rabbanan, then it all goes out the window. Now, I mentioned before, what happens if you don't know how much Isser fell in? So what would you say according to the reason quoted by first by the Shach, not in the name of the Ran, and then what would you say according to the Ran? Mati?
Just a question. Well, I don't really understand the difference between Mishbach and this. I'm sorry. What is the difference?
Nishbach means the way the first explanation of the Shach is that Nishbach nobody can possibly figure this out. Whereas the second half is, you aren't unable to do it, but...
Because what happened?
You should be able
to. No, not because it's spilled out. It's here in front of you. You just don't know how to do the math.
What is
That's not called a suffix.
So you know, you should know...
Somebody else could figure it out.
So like the amount that fell in, you saw how much fell in, but you can't evaluate the volume.
Something like that, right?
Okay.
So you don't get to say, oh, that's a suffix. Because somebody else could, it would
well,
seem...
Well, right. Somebody could figure it out. You mean, had they been there when it fell in?
So
not now, somebody can.
Maybe also now, but the person's not around. It's not clear from the Shach. There's a very long taz about this, and there's some comments in the Kudas HaKesef. So it's not exactly clear what the Shach means by this. But typically speaking, when we talk about a suffix in Bekias not being a suffix, it means it's a suffix for you, but somebody else somewhere could actually do it. So if that's the reason, if nobody saw how much fell in, what would the din be?
Should be
called a sfeika. Should be called a suffeik. What?
Because no one
could figure it out. However, if you adopt the Ron's position, so you can imagine every time you get a Yoredeya Shaila, the balabas or balabuster calls you and says, how much did you put in? Right? How much were the onions and the chilim? I don't know exactly. Right, so the truth is they don't know, and you don't know, and nobody knows at this point. So according to the first view in the Ron, you might say, well, that's a suffix for everybody. It's not a chisaron in your bikias. And therefore, it's mutter. Whereas according to the Ron's reason, it would be usher because that's a common thing. Right, nishbach is a freak occurrence. And there you can call it a sfeik of the Rabbanah. Now, I'm not going to answer the question. But the Taz raises a very important question, and this may undermine the way I'm implying the way to read the Shach. When we are Mishael, what is the makor for this din, that a suffix in Bekias? That a suffix in Bekias is not a suffix?
I was in
Sparta. No, there's a makor in the Gemara. In fact, the Beis Yosef was critical of the Tor, because the Tor first quoted the Svara, and then he applied it to the case of the Gemara. And the Beis Yosef said, excuse me, the case in the Gemara is the makar for this. Kechal. So let me ask you, what's the case of Kechal? Is anybody bucky in determining how much milk came out?
No.
So if that's the case, you can't say, what did Chisar and Bekias? Nobody knows the answer to that question. The Taz came up with an answer to explain, sort of, he made a chiluk. You can look at the Taz if you're interested. It has to do with... I'll say it al regalachas, but you may not get it, which is, if the choice is between asur and mutter, that's called the suffix. But if the choice is being two different shirim of bittul, and you're mesupak, then we don't say it's a suffix, we say use the more chamer shir. So since by kechal, there will be bittul, potentially, as long as you're meshayer with the entire kechal, you use the shir of the entire kechal. But if the choice between yes and no, really a binary choice, of asur mutter, that would be called a suffix, and if the Rabbanon, we'd say suffix of the Rabbanon Kula. You can look in the Taz. The Shach doesn't like it. In the Kudas HaKesef. Yes, Morty.
So according to this reasoning, when we say that if you don't have Ovei Kochavim there, Kfela, then you use Shishim, wouldn't that not make sense? Meaning somebody could determine...
The answer is, and I think the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this from somebody, since in a case where Al Pidin it's Efshar Levarer, but we don't allow you to do so. You know, since it'd be possible, we don't allow you al pidin to be mevarer. That's called the efshel levarer now. Now, once the gzera was that a guy is not neman, then there's no way to be mevarer. Excellent question, but that answer is already given by some of the achronim. If you hunt down somewhere in the Pesachei Tshuvas here, I think that answer is given. The question is asked, and the answer is given. That's the answer given. Okay, fine. Yossi.
The case again.
Is you take the udder. You didn't remove the
morning.
You did it. Can you leave it outside? Is that okay? Thank you. You want to steal a grocery pizza, you can do that. I think that's good. Okay, but we still have 10 minutes. So
The udder
is, I was thinking about the cheese and the pizza. The udder is full of milk, but it's not all milk. The udder falls into a pot of meat. Now, midaraisa, is this an issa daraisa to cook udder milk in meat, or no? What's the din? If you take the udder and you extract the milk. One second. If you take the milk, udder, and you extract the milk, you take the dead cow and you milk it. Okay? And the milk comes out. Minat Torah, is that the basar b'chalav?
No.
The answer is no. That's chalev shchuta. The milk comes out after the animal is dead. It's not chalav. Midrabanan, it's asur. Now, that's why when you take a chal, in order to actually eat chal is like, chal might be even as hard to deal with as liver is, maybe even harder. Because by chal, you have to, maybe, there are like 16 shitas. When we do the siman chal, we'll do it very quickly. Because it's not like you're going to be able to get chal. So you should know it's there, and we'll run through the shitas, but nonetheless. If someone can get it utter prepared, you should know, by the way, at the end of the year, typically, when we get to the end of Basar B'chalav, we have taste testing, is what we do. For Davar Charif, it's a quadrennial tradition. This time you won't get to see someone who trained as a professional chef chop up the food. But last time we did. So we bring, somebody gets sent on an errand to one of the local, markets here to buy all sorts of stuff that can possibly be very difficult to eat raw as it's sharp, and then make sure there's bread, and we will do taste testing. If someone can somehow get the OU, the people working kashas there, to find this utter meat, then I think we can also have a taste testing. Yes? Oh, yeah, I'll just, since I don't have a Kabbalah on Shechita at all, I'll just chef an animal, and I don't know how to prepare the udder. I'd be lucky if I could find the udders on a cow. If you arrange it with a person who has Kabbalah and Shechitas Behema, I will happily participate, okay?
And your grandparents might have eaten it. People used to eat it, but it's not
wisdom. I know, that's all I said. I just said I would love to taste it once just because it's a whole simon in Yoredea. I can't say that about other parts of the animal. Other organs do not interest me, but like Yalta, wanted to taste Basar B'chalav, so, okay? So once I want to taste what that would be. That's all. Anyway, so there that the Gemara says that since you don't know how much milk came out, if you didn't prepare the udder before from removing the milk, then we don't know how much milk came out, and therefore you need actually not 60, but 59 times the udder. Wameko, it's a big kula. You need 59, not 60. The Rambam, by the way, says, you may see in the Beis Yosef, I think in the next sections, the Rambam seems to hold up by all Isurim the Rabbanan, Amispato b'chamishim b'tesha. We don't hold like the Rambam, we hold it to din only by Kechal. Not such a big nafgamina, but... So anyway, that's what the din is. That since we don't know how much milk came out of it, so we say that you use the entire Kechal. So the Taz says, yes, the only reason why, it's a Safek to everybody. Nonetheless, now that's the Makor. The Gemara says we can't be Mishayar with the milk. That's why we're Mishayar with the entire Kechal. So the Taz says, but that's a Safek L'chulei Alma. Nobody knows. And why don't you say Sfeikad Rabbanan L'chula? You Mishayar with whatever you think actually came out. So because that is the Makor for this whole din. So the answer that Taz gives is because at least there it's not totally us. So you have another shear that you could use. You can't use it my nafik mine, but at least you can say the volume of the kal. But if there was no choice, if it was that shear or usher, then the Taz says you say sveka, the Rabbanan l'kula.
So is he rejecting the Torah's extension?
No. I mean, the problem is that he has to just explain there's a difference between nishbach and kachal. What is the difference? So the Shach provides you two differences.
Oh, the Chal is the case for me.
And the Taz, the first explanation of the Shach sounds like Chal should not be included, in fact. Okay. Fine. A few things in the Piskei Tshuvas. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I ask you, you'll have looked at those Piskei Tshuvas. Which was the first? Just read me the Osios one by one. I don't have the Makor sheet in front of us. All right. So in Beis, so the issue that I think I asked you to look at the first half. So there is a question, there is a discussion about why is Yitamenu Goy? Why can't the Yisrael taste it? So the truth is, issue is a little bit complicated because it seems that there may be three kinds of te'imos here, but not all the Achronim acknowledge three. What are the three kinds of te'imos? So you don't take the food in your mouth, you touch it with your tongue, or you chew it in your mouth, or you swallow a little bit, but you swallow less than a kezayis. So the latter one obviously is going to be problematic on some level because it should be chatzi shir mamish. But the first two are the question, and it might be that part of the question, the reason why in some cases we need to rely upon timas kefela, is because it might require a goy, it might require actually chewing up and maybe even swallowing a little bit in order to be able to detect the taste. And without swallowing, you may not be able to detect the taste. By a tinus, it might be mutter. I don't remember Ladina what it says in Achaim. It's mutter certainly to take a little bit of food in your mouth to check that the stew is good. I don't remember if you're allowed to swallow less than a kazayas, so you have to spit it out.
Isn't that obvious, though, that should be a problem, that there'd be an issue here because you have to chew and swallow some of it?
So that might be why, by Basar B'Chalav and the Surim here, you can't do it. Correct.
Right, but why do I need a Pesach Chuba to tell me that?
No, because the question is, maybe it's mutter to taste it. We have a case earlier when you're tasting the liver to see if the gallbladder got absorbed in the liver, whether it's bitter or not. Now, there's a machlokas, but some Rishonim say that if the gallbladder is missing, it's chasra, then it's treif. It's a treifa. So, but one of the things they assume could happen is that the gallbladder could have been wrapped up in the liver. And if it were, you would taste it because it's very bitter. So if you're toim balashon, why can't you toim balashon? So you are toim balashon, and if you taste bitterness, you know the gallbladder is there, it's kosher. Okay. So te'ima is permitted. The question, why? So that's an issue that I don't think generally we rely upon our taste to do that, but that's an issue that you should be aware of. He quotes the Machlokas, the Shach and Taz, whether you can be toim b'lashon all Yisurim or not. And the Taz is Mekel, and the Shach is Machlok. The next issue, which is actually a very important one, is Sifkat and Beis of the Pesachei Tshuva. And here, I asked you to look at only the first half, which is how do you calculate Shishim? Then what do you go by volume? Do you go by weight? So actually, the Pesachei Tshuva here doesn't quote it, but I think some of the Achronim he quotes do. It appears that there's a machlokas, the Ran and the Ra'ah. It's in our in Chulin, in our parak, in our sugya. Whether or not you look just at the Isser as the way it is, or you Mishayer, I think the Ra'ah says that the way you Mishayer Rotev is you look at all Rotev, if it were Nikrash, if it coagulated, and that's how you calculate it against other things. And the Ran just says, Yemeshar Hechshu B'Faneinu. For the Ran, you're actually following what? You're following volume, much more than density. And for the Ra'ah, it sounds like you're following the density. So the assumption of the postulum is that we follow volume, even if one thing is more dense than the other, unless they are the same density, in which case if you want to use weight, just because it might be easier to measure, that would be permissible. The interesting question that talk about at the end, he quotes a Tshuva Beis Ephraim, what happens if a kezayis of karush, let's say congealed fat, falls into the tafshil and it dissolves immediately? So what's the din then? So the assumption is, al pidin, we assume that if when it fell in it was solid, you follow the volume of the solid, not the larger volume of the liquid.
Well, it doesn't make sense. How does it become the rabias if rabias is smaller than kezayis? Like,
what's that?
No,
it's volume. It's just a volume question.
Because
that
is an obvious, not the same thing. It says
Rebius
is smaller than
Kazayas. No, we assume a Rebius would be Yikrosh for Omed ala Kazayas. But in volume right now, they're different. If the Rebius shrunk when it dried up, which is what it would do, and it would wind up being a Kazayas. So the assumption is, we don't care. In terms of the volume calculation, we follow the state that it's in when the Tarovas happens.
Okay, they're not the same amount of volume.
They are. When the liquid dries up into a solid, it shrinks.
Is this a different kind of amount of surface area in the same volume?
No. If it dries up, presumably the water, some of the water, disappears.
In the worst case, if it started out solid, it became liquid.
Oh, you're saying in that case, anyway, it wouldn't be any larger. That's probably true. That is probably true. But you could still have a density issue. One can be more packed in than the other. Why not? The solid, even if it doesn't lose any liquid, I take that back. The solid will be denser than the liquid. Most things, it's like that. Okay. Fine. And then there, I'll say this is the last thing just because we're out of time and they're going to want the room. I wasn't the Rambam in a tshuva there. Firstly, it's an important tshuva because the Rambam sounds like Tom Kikers, the Rabbanon again, which we knew already from the Rambam, it sounded like in the Mishnah Torah, but it seems to be more explicit there. The Rambam says, Beruba Batel, which is interesting in its own right, because Tom Kikers is not really Batel Berov. It's Batel by less than a Kazayas Mithrachi, less cross. But putting that aside, the Rambam was asked, are we afraid, can you rely upon Bitl Bashisha? Maybe the Amma Eretz will come to be Mizalzel. And the Rambam says, no, we don't assume that. Some wanted to say, maybe that's the Rambam Lashitasa, the Tom Kikr, is only the Rabbanon. But if you held Tom Kikr's Araisa, you shouldn't rely upon Bitl Bashisha because the Amma Eretz will be Mizalzel. But it's clear that that, in fact, is not the practice. We assume that things are Bitl Bashisha even for the Amma Eretz. Okay. So tomorrow, what I would like you to do, if you finished all the Makaros, we'll finish up the Pisvei Tshuvas. I would like to go, we didn't go to the end of the Sugya on Daf Kuf. So some of you got there, I would like to read that in Shir. And then, once we're done with that, we're going to go on to the next part of the Shulchan Aruch. I will try to send you Makaros, I hope, tomorrow morning. Okay?